Welcome to Life in Abundance broadcast with Joseph Lakama. I'm so excited that you made it to come and be with me on this broadcast. The broadcast is just designed and intended to inspire, to encourage, and equip you with tips, tools, and teachings to live life in abundance. This is the life that God desires you to live, a life of abundance. If you haven't yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do us a favor. Subscribe to the channel and also click the notification bell so that you don't miss any of the upcoming broadcasts. They will surely be a big, big blessing to you. Shall we pray as we begin today's broadcast? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for yet another opportunity of feeding and learning from your word. Speak to us, inspire, encourage, heal, and touch our lives by your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Once again, a big, big welcome. We are learning about the laws of words. We are learning about the laws of words. We learned law number one, that words are a creative force. Words are a creative force. And law number two, we learned that words give life and words kill. Now we are on law number three in this broadcast. And law number three says, God pays attention and acts on your words. God pays attention and acts on our words. It's very, very crucial that we understand that the words we speak, God is attentive to those words. Remember, in all creation, the human species is the only creature that has been gifted with the gift of words. We are the only creature in creation that has been gifted with the gift of words. And this is because we are in the God class. We function just like God. We are created in the image and in the likeness of God. And therefore, we are gifted with this great privilege of words. The very force that God uses or used to create the universe. And because we are gifted with this great treasure, God pays attention how we use this great treasure. God is keen and interested in how we use this great gift that he has given us, the gift of words. This is law number three. God pays attention and acts on the words that we speak. A lot of people have wondered, why has this happened? Why is this result coming by? Not knowing that as they spoke, God was hearing and he acted on the words spoken. And the people wonder, how come? When they were speaking, they did not pay attention to their words. They were not knowing that they're invoking a law by speaking those words. Let's read a couple of scriptures to build about or to support this principle. Let's begin with the book of Malachi. Prophet Malachi, right at the end of the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 3. Let's read verse 16. Malachi chapter 3, verse number 16. It reads, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought about his name. Do you see this? They that feared the Lord spoke one to another. So these are people who love God. They were just conversing, talking to each other. And as they spoke one to another, the Lord hearkened, he listened, he paid attention to their conversations. And a book of remembrance was written for these people. Do you see this? When we are conversing, probably husband and wife, parents and children, friends, relatives, well, whoever you are conversing with, when you talk, you must always be aware of this truth and this reality that God is listening, God is hearing, he's paying attention to our conversations. Then they that feared the Lord spake one to another, and the Lord hearkened. Another version said, the Lord listened to their conversations. and he wrote a book of remembrance for them. Do you see this? Let's read another scripture which shows the same thing from the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14, right, verse 28. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. This was, it's quite an interesting story. Read it from chapter, it begins actually from chapter 12, chapter 13, when Moses sends out spies into the promised land of Israel, and they came with 10 of them with a bad report, 2 with a good report. And when the people heard the bad report from the 10 spies, they began to complain and murmur and said, we are not able to go into that land, that land is dangerous for us. Now they were speaking between themselves and to Moses. And now in chapter 14, God is speaking to Moses about what had happened. You see this? When the people were complaining and murmuring and arguing, they were just speaking to themselves, to the spies, and to Moses. Now in chapter 14, Moses is speaking to God because God had intervened then and said, I want to destroy these people. Moses said, no, don't destroy them. Now in chapter 14, verse 28, listen to this. God is speaking to Moses and he says, say unto them, tell these children of Israel, that as truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so I will do to you. What a fearful scripture. He says, as I have heard you speak, I will do exactly that. Yes, you were speaking to the spies. You were speaking to Moses, my servant. But I heard it. I was paying attention. Remember, this is law number 3. God pays attention to the words we speak, and he acts upon them. So he's telling them that I heard you say, and everything that you said, I'm going to do exactly that. See this image. God is saying, everything that you have been saying has been recorded. I'm going just to download the recording, write down or print out the transcript of everything that you have said, and we're just going to deliver to you everything that you have been saying to the spies, to your friends, to your relatives, to the man of God, Moses. Ooh, isn't that fearful? If God is going to print out today the transcript of your conversations and say, okay, I heard what you were saying to your spouse. I heard what you were saying to your children. I heard what you were saying to your colleagues, to your loved ones. I'm going to print that out. And all that you say is going to happen to you. Will you enjoy to receive the manifestation of the things that you were conversing about? Many of us will shudder and say, no, I don't like. I didn't mean what I was saying. Remember, God always pays attention to what we say, and he acts on that. It's a law. It's a principle. He cannot ignore your voice. He cannot ignore what you say, because words are his special force that has been given to you as a gift. So how you use it, he has keen interest in it. Let's read the last scripture from the book of Matthew. This one is a bit scary. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. Matthew 12, verse 36. It reads, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof on the day of judgment. Mm. Every idle word that a man speaks, they shall give account. What does it tell us? What does it tell you? It shows me that God pays attention to the words we speak. Every word we speak, he pays attention to it. He has keen interest in how we use this great gift of words that he has given us. We are the only species, we are the only creation that has words as a gift. And God has keen interests, so he pays attention how you use this gift. Well, praise the Lord. So what are we saying? We are saying, beginning today, begin to use your words wisely. Choose the kind of words you use. Speak only things that you will be happy if they are translated to become your reality. Speak only those. Oh, there is another scripture. We'll share this in another broadcast. That in Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 1, which says Jesus is the high priest of our confessions, which means to say everything we confess, everything we say, he is the high priest. What does the high priest do? The high priest takes what we offer, the words we utter, and he presents them and enforces them on the altar of God. Jesus is the high priest of your confessions. What are you confessing? What is it that Jesus is taking from your confession and bringing before the altar of God? Remember, law number 3 of words, that God pays attention to what we say and he acts on what we say. He has keen interest in our words because they are his special gift to us. Words liken us to him. Praise the Lord. God bless you so much. I pray that you will begin to use your words wisely. Begin to use your words for the good of yourself and the rest of humanity. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. Let's meet again in the next broadcast as we continue to explore the laws of words. But till then, keep living life in abundance. And remember to share the broadcast with your loved ones.